Parents are saying, thank God the kids are going back to school because, geez, that's a tough gig.
Well, I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news. Yesterday I saw an article and I thought I'd get somebody who knows a little bit more about it than what we do on the phone talk about it. Professor Neil Selwyn is from Monash University. Professor, good morning to you. You're saying that people should be prepared to homeschool in the future.
Absolutely. I mean, it's been a big relief to come out of lockdown. I mean, everyone's come together and done a really good job. But it's not been perfect. And also, I think we really need to work out what can be improved for the next time that schools have to switch over to online remote education. We're not sure if there's going to be second waves of this pandemic. Individual schools might have to close down if there are cases. But also in the future, you know, we're facing a future where we're going to have bushfires, other types of emergencies. Schools are going to be closing down more and more. And they're going to look to online education as the way to kind of get around that.
Professor Selwyn, on behalf of many parents, can I just say,
they're all screaming at the radio right now. I think it was a bit of a challenge for a lot of people homeschooling, but I think there are benefits, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've been looking after two kids myself, and it's not been good.
if a professor says that, then parents, you can breathe a sigh of relief.
But I mean, look, people have done a really good job, and you know, some kids have actually thrived, and it has helped some. But we know that it's been a really mixed bag, and that for every kind of school and every teacher and every student that's done well, there's probably been a dozen that haven't done so well. And one thing I really want to think about is what hasn't worked so well this time, and if we do have to switch back to what we don't possibly want to be doing. How can we possibly do it better? How can we help people that were struggling? And how can we just be more prepared?
You've just hit the nail on the head. A lot of parents have struggled with this, realizing, oh, geez, I don't know what my kid is actually learning in school. I need to prep myself up a little bit. So is that going to be something that that parents can actually go and get some more information from the teachers and from the schools?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we've all struggled and we've kind of jumped in at the deep end. There's a whole bunch of support that parents can look towards. Schools can give parents support. You know, the state governments can give parents support as well. And the other thing is a lot of teachers have struggled. They might be using technology at schools, but they're not used to teaching completely online. So I'd love to see proper teacher training and professional learning for teachers, parents, and even students.
Well, let's hope that we're not to homeschooling anytime soon. Let's just give it a break for now. thank you so much for talking to us. We really appreciate it this morning. Thank you.
No worries.